Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I'm back again with my mom. Say hi.
Hi.
It's been like a month.
I missed you so much. I'm so sorry I left you in a lurch for 2 weeks
ago. That's totally fine.
But life happened.
Life does happen. And you have to adapt.
And you did.
Did I adapt well? Probably not. But I adapted, and that's all that matters. And you're back. You're back, Mom.
I'm back.
We only have like 3 more months of this podcast.
Be quiet. That makes me sad. But then every other week. So it's only like 2, 4, 5 more?
Yeah.
5 more podcasts.
Yeah. It might come back.
My heart's a little broke.
It might come back one day, but I think we need to take a pause and not stress about it and just exist. And then maybe we can come back and have a third host or do something. I don't know. Just spice it up a little bit. But anyway.
Spicy.
I don't know. I have an editor, girlfriend's brother's flying out today and he's working for me. So he might, if I have him to help me with the podcast, I might be willing to do more.
Whoa.
I don't know. There you go. All right, Mom. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's hot.
You took the AC unit out. You told me that the other day.
I did. We took it out because we thought, oh, it's like, it didn't even get over 70. It was like 68 for like 5 days or something. I'm like, okay, autumn has arrived. Tim, get that thing out of the window so I can see.
Did you check the forecast? Or did you just?
No, I did. I really did. Like for 10 days out and it was all, I'm sorry, am I boring you?
No, I was making sure that this chapstick was okay to use because my lips were feeling a little dry.
Yeah. And it said nothing over 70, 71. So I'm like, yeah, get it out so I can have the view again.
Yeah.
So we did. And what didn't you know? It's like 84 in the house.
Disgusting.
Hot. I know disgusting. To other people, 84 doesn't sound hot, but that's hot to me.
Yeah, it is hot. Because you can't cool down. Because usually you go in your house to cool down, and your house is the heat.
My house is hotter inside than outside. Including Eric and Flynn were here, and they're like, "It's hot here."
Yeah,
it's like, I'm sorry.
They're used to staying inside their house, which has their AC
house.
Unit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's supposed to be the last day of 90 or above here where I am. So it's supposed to be in the 80s and 70s from here on out. We'll see what happens.
And we went to the pumpkin patch and we missed you, Rachel.
I missed you too. I would have gone today. You guys didn't tell me you were doing the pumpkin patch. I would have gone.
Oh, that was yesterday. And it was fun. We went on the hayride.
I feel like I was busy yesterday. I was busy yesterday.
Busy. Hayride. You know, that's fun.
Yeah.
And Flynn ran into the, corn maze. And of course, my heart went... One, because you can get lost in there. And two, I can get lost in there.
And
but
you are
I already
claustrophobic.
Know I can cut through the things. I would if I had to.
Yes.
But, and I usually don't do it without you.
Correct. You usually make me go memorize it and then you follow me.
So I figure, well, they got a 2-year-old with them. Yeah, well, what could go wrong? And he had a blast. He had no fear at all, obviously.
Of course. Why would he? He doesn't know.
But then we turned around and went back the other way. He had no clue and went out the end. So
most fears are taught. So if you don't teach him to be scared of that, he's not going to be.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Sorry. Do you have some holidays? Don't apologize. Do you have some holidays?
Have them.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Today is National Taco Day.
Get a taco. But enjoy it's not even Tuesday.
No, why do they have National Taco Day on a Monday? Tuesday, though, is Do Something Nice Day. So go buy a taco for someone.
I feel like we have one of those days like every
week. It should be every day, but I think people need to be reminded sometimes.
I feel like there's probably like every month there's that.
There should be. Well, you know, they have a list of a whole bunch and I just pick out the ones that I like. And yes. I want people to be nice.
All right. That makes sense.
The 6th is National Noodle Day.
I love a basic noodle.
I love a good noodle.
I love a good noodle. Like just butter and noodles. Yes.
Or chicken noodle soup. And I usually pour out all the broth and just eat the noodles.
Well, who wants to eat the broth? That's.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I do. I love a miso soup. Just miso's that's basically good. Just broth, but it's not broth.
That's good.
But
that's
basically the concept. All right, yeah. Continue.
The 7th, National Inner Beauty Day.
So
inner, not enter.
So our personalities.
Don't enter beauty. Inner beauty. Yeah.
Okay.
Inner beauty.
Okay.
You're in. Okay. Okay.
We
Rachel.
Should celebrate that more often.
We should.
It's your personality. It's yeah. the good parts of your character.
Yeah.
I like it.
Friday the 8th is National Fluffernutter Day.
Okay, we've talked about this before.
Yes, we have.
Is that marshmallow whip and peanut butter?
Yes, you did it.
Yeah,
marshmallow
I remember.
Cream and peanut butter sandwich. Yeah.
I have yet to try that and I should.
Oh, you froze. You're
Am
frozen.
Back? Am Wait. I back? I'm here and
you're
your
here. Voice is. Oh, there you go. Wait. Oh, man. Santa Barbara Cox cable internet is stinky poo.
Well, sometimes mine's stinky poo as well. Let's All see right. if I'm on the
well,
best
I'm gonna
one.
Keep going and pretending oh, that it's working.
It's working for me and I'm the one filming it.
Okay, well, that's all that matters.
Oh, my internet connection's unstable. Why don't we just
it's you this time, not me.
Apparently. Okay. Well, am I back yet? Because I can still see you.
You're not normal back, but you're if it works for you, I'm fine.
It's working for me, so let's just keep going.
Okay. I see your voice, but your face is doing this. So.
Well, then let's take a break.
But it's fine.
Yeah, let's.
Oh, now you're normal. Now
oh,
you're
normal.
Normal.
Okay.
Now you're normal.
All right. We were talking about Fluffernutters.
Fluffernutter butter. Wait, not Fluffernutter. Yeah, you got it.
I'm going to write that down. I'm gonna eat a Fluffernutter sandwich. We're going to do it
yes.
for the vlog.
Peanut butter and marshmallow cream sandwich, because that's vegan.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Fluffernutter. Where is this popular?
Anywhere that people eat peanut butter and
because I've never heard of cream. People eating this.
Me either. Until we did this podcast.
Yeah. All right. Continue.
Oh, the 9th is National Chess Day. Do you like chess?
No, I was just talking to a girlfriend about this. Because we want to get wooden games.
It's like Monopoly.
Yeah, we want to get wooden games. And she was like, oh, we could do a chess set. And I
checkers
was like,
checkers is fine.
That's what I said. I was like, how about checkers? And she was like, what? I was like, I play checkers. And she's like, why don't you like chess? And I was like, because I'm terrible at it. And I don't like being bad at things. She goes, she's like, I can't play either. We can learn together. I was like,
aww.
Cute. Thank you for making me, you know, trying to make me get outside my comfort zone, but I will beat you at checkers.
Okay.
I'm looking at it.
The 10th is World Mental Health Day.
Oh, yes.
We need our mental health happy, healthy.
Yes.
The 11th, National Coming Out Day.
Last year on National Coming Out Day, the only person who knew who I had come out to my ex and my best friend. And so on National Coming Out Day, I took a picture of myself in the closet and sent it to my best friend. So now I'm celebrating today. She goes, you'll have next year.
You'll have next year. The 12th is National Savings Day.
I'm so good at saving.
You are. You didn't learn that from me.
I learned it despite you.
Yes. In spite of me.
In spite of you. Now I was like, I'm not spiting her. In spite of you no. is what I meant to say.
And I'm
correct.
Glad. Then I did my job well.
See, you let me learn from your mistakes. You That's did. Right. You parented me correctly.
Yes, I did.
You worked with what you had.
Yeah. The 13th is the Navy's birthday.
Salute.
Sailors. The 14th, dessert day. It's not desert day. It's dessert day.
There's two S's.
Yeah, because you want two desserts.
Yeah, so you want two S's.
Yeah, except when I was growing up, my mom loved the desert, so it confused me because... That's what they taught me to go. But wait, my mom really loves the dessert.
You know,
so
we never did dessert after dinner. It was like at bedtime, we'd have ice cream with cocoa pebbles or something. But it wasn't like dinner's done, time for dessert.
No.
And I, so I, as an adult, I don't crave a sweet after I eat, which is really nice.
Well, and we also had cookies throughout the day or whatever.
Yeah. So we ate desserts. We didn't,
just not right after a meal.
Yeah.
Besides, the meal was a big meal at night.
Yes. And so, but we'd also, but like a few hours later, we'd have ice cream. Yeah. But wasn't like a lot of people like do pie after dinner or whatever. I'm like, get that out of here.
Yeah, because you know when you sit down for Thanksgiving and you stuff your face and then out come all the pies and it's like, oh, these look good, but I'm so sick right now.
Yeah, no, not a chance.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, okay. The 15th is National Mammogram Day. Get them checked.
Get your boobies checked, everyone.
Get them checked, please.
Get your titties checked.
I'm going to get mine checked this month.
I'm about to get a new doctor and therefore I will do a full exam.
There you go. The 16th. Is Lukey's birthday. Little Lukey's birthday.
Little Lukey Luke. He's so cute.
Oh, he's such a cutie pie.
He gonna be two?
Yeah.
Wow.
The 17th is National Pasta Day.
Love pasta. And that is her sign for being done. All right. Well,
I earned my keep.
You did, Ma. All right. Before we move on to the news, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out the Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
All right. Few things in the news. Shannon wanted me to talk about my fundraiser. I just announced this Sunday on my vlog channel. I'm going to attempt, I just realized there's dog pee on my desk.
Okay, that was a high lift up the leg. How did that happen?
It's on the, like, my desk that I have the, it's a box.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see that corner over there.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah. And it goes down it goes down to the floor. Yeah. There's pee on it.
Which dog?
Don't know. When Joy's here, there's 8 dogs here.
Joy's got some cleanup to do.
It's not her fault, though, because...
Clean up on aisle 5.
It is either her pug or Blaze. They like to...
I would think if it was Blaze, it'd be a big puddle.
True. I don't know. Someone was mad that they were locked in here, or they were never allowed in here, so they're mad about it, got in here, and peed on something to mark it. But anyway, I will have to clean that up. Momentarily after we're done with this. Okay, continuing. My fundraiser. I just announced that I'm going to start doing a live stream once a month to raise money for whatever. You know how like every month is awareness month of something?
Yeah.
So October is breast cancer, domestic violence, Down syndrome, infant and pregnancy loss, And I think one other thing.
Cerebral palsy.
Cerebral palsy, yes. So I decided I'm just going to pick one. You know, there's a bunch each month. I'm just going to pick one. So I'm doing a fundraiser on Thursday, the 7th, and it's going to be to raise money for domestic violence victims. And so I just went with one. I don't know. I was like, I care about all of them, but I just was drawn to that one. So I'm going to do a live stream fundraiser at 12 p.m. on my main channel. I think I'm going to cook, but I'll be answering questions. I'll do stuff to entertain you guys. And there'll be a link to donate where you can if you want. You don't have to, but you just watching, my video will earn money from you just watching. And whatever money I make from that, I will donate. So good. I've decided to do this once a month. Just
nice.
Whatever charity that, or like whatever awareness of that month, I'll choose one of them. And that's, it's, I'm going to shoot for like the first Thursday of every month, but depending on my schedule, it might be the first Tuesday or the first Thursday. You never know with me. And it's not always going to be cooking. It's going to be different stuff, but I just thought that would be fun. So I'm going to try and start it this, this month. And you know, cause why not?
Why not?
Why not? I have the ability. So let's do it. So that's what I'm going to start doing.
Rachel,
what?
You need to take a little piece of like duct tape and cover up part of your shirt. This is a PG-13. No, this is a family channel, sort of. Oh my God. I keep seeing bad word.
Hold on a second.
Oh, mother.
Hold on a second. My shirt has a bad word on it. Hold on.
Gotta tape that. Tape that up. There you go. You can write something on it.
There you go. I'm good.
Hug.
It says kiss whoever the...
Whoever the heck you want.
Okay, well, write heck on it real quick.
There you go. There you go. Oh, don't let that bleed through on your shirt.
It's okay. I have two of these shirts.
Okay. It looks like a racing shirt on the sides.
Yeah, it's Vans. It's from Vans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's their symbol. All right. Anyway, so that's my fundraiser. So tune in Thursday on my main channel, the 7th. 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right.
Perfect.
Spooky Hannah wanted us to talk about Britney Spears' father is officially
out of here.
Get him out of here.
Hit the road, Jack.
We did it, everybody.
Well, I actually think the judge did, but
If we as a community did not cause such an uproar, this would not have happened. This is what happens when everyone gets together.
Perfect timing for that documentary that came out.
That's why everyone sparked it. That's what happened. Free Britney. Yes.
Free Britney.
Free Britney. And the woman herself celebrated by posting nudes on Instagram, and she made fun of her own photoshopping, and it was like, clearly she's just like, I'm free. She put little flowers over all the bits.
Okay. She didn't have the little thing that you have there, huh?
Didn't use a post-it note. I'm obsessed with her. She is everything we've ever needed, and we were there for her when she needed us, and I feel like this is just a great relationship. I'm rooting for her. Listen, guys. She's never going to be the quote unquote normal. She's been through too much. She's had too many drugs pumped through her system, like prescription wise, and or maybe not. But like,
normal? She's unique.
She is unique. And we just need to accept that. Let her live. We'll see what she does. But I'm just going to support her and let her live. Do you need Trent's attention?
Trent, would you turn the fan off for me, please? Thank you. Sorry.
You're fine.
Getting a little chilly now. Oh, goodness. Done being 80 something.
Anyway, yeah. So I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy. We did it.
Happy girl.
I'm just a happy girl. Cammy wanted me to talk about the couch guy TikTok.
I've seen those.
You seen it? Okay. So I don't know how niche this is, but I feel like at least millions of people have seen it on TikTok. So we're going to go along with it. Couch Guy TikTok. I got on this and it's hilarious. This chick posted. I feel so bad for her. But this chick posted a video of her surprising her long distance boyfriend at college. Seems pretty harmless, right? So she walks into the room and this her boy. Oh, there's a bunch of people in it. There's three guys and three girls in the room, and the two guys kind of seem uncomfortable and are like laughing. And then she walks through, and her boyfriend's sitting on the couch with these two other chicks, or is it three other chicks? I can't remember. With these other chicks, and it's kind of awkward. He looks at her and is like, looks like confused, and then like not that excited to see her. And she hugs him, and she's super stoked. And the caption's like, "Oh my god, he had no idea." And like, she's acting like
neither do you.
Yes, that's the comments. It seems like, you know, she's oblivious to the fact that she walked into three guys, three girls hanging out. He looks shady AF, and it's like, and so everyone was like, "Girl, the vibes are off." Like, You watch it and you just go, okay, he wasn't excited to see her, you know, like.
The one I saw. I think I see the ones people have made after.
Yes.
Acting though. Because some of them are pretty good.
Yes. It's hilarious. So everyone in the comments are like, girl, get out, leave. Like, it's uncomfortable. Yeah. He clearly wasn't excited to see you. He's clearly there. They kind of, it looked like he's sitting really close, kind of flirty with the other girls. Get out. And then people, and she started defending him in the comments and was like, she's fighting for her life. And then everyone started analyzing the video like crazy. Like, they CIA'd, FBI'd this, like forensic scientists go, they went down, they freeze framed it every single step of the way. And it's like, he's leaning over, and when she walks in, he leans up, and the girl next to him slides him his phone. And for some reason,
I see that one. Okay, go ahead.
Well, Mom, everyone's reenacting this.
Oh, maybe
everyone is reenacting this, and he's okay. Like, got another girl's hair tie on his wrist, and like, and the other girl sitting next to him like shifts over the other way when she realizes it's his girlfriend, and it's just like, you know, everyone's just freeze framing it, being like, this is why we think it's sketchy, blah blah blah. The reenactments, they're getting millions of views.
Yeah.
Like, people are, it's just hilarious. And it's so sad because this chick, like, clear, like, they're not, it's just, it, he's clearly not into it. But, and then he made TikToks that were just not saying anything. And just like, everyone's like, no, you're wrong. You're just right. He's like gaslighting people. And it's just, it's insane. So, it's hilarious. It's like the entire TikTok community is just decided to come together to be like, this guy's cheating, and we have no evidence. We've all just decided. But I feel bad for the chick. I feel bad for the girl. That's all. All right.
Well, better she find out now.
Yes, better she find out now.
And after he puts a ring on it.
Well, I don't think he would put a ring on it, but better to find out now than to waste more time on him.
Exactly.
Yes. All right, so things that you guys didn't want me to talk about, but I'm going to talk about anyway. BuzzFeed posted an article saying one of the most hated influencers on the internet is logging off. Acacia? Acacia?
I don't know. You know what that reminds me of? Is that... Oh, I'm going to say it right this time. Acai bowl. I could never say acai. It's not the same thing. Go ahead.
It's not. Anyway, Acacia Kersey is her name. Maybe.
Don't know.
I have never heard of her. How is she the most hated influencer on the internet? And I don't know who she is. I didn't look.
You think we know the ones
I think. I was like, oh, Logan Paul's leaving? Nope. Okay. And like, you know, I'm like, Trisha Pitt. No. Like, who is this? I didn't look into who she is because if she's hated, I have zero desire to know who she is.
And she's leaving, so why check out her stuff?
But okay. All right. Scarlett Johansson settled her lawsuit with Disney. We have no idea how much, but apparently it's in the millions. Good for her. Twitch's hate raids are being solved by Twitch. So apparently the Twitch streamers doing blackout days and protesting worked. Good for them. Good for them. So Twitch raids... So Twitch is now allowing streamers to make it so you can't participate in the chats unless you have an account that is verified with a phone number. Bots don't have phone numbers linked to accounts. And also streamers can make it so accounts less than a week old or who have been following for less than a week can't participate either. That will stop people from creating new accounts really fast and, you know, raiding people. So love it. Good for them. I'm proud of everyone for sticking it to Twitch, and I'm glad Twitch is stepping up and helping their creators because they need to. And then the last thing I saw This has not been peer reviewed. It is a small sample size. It is in the pre-pre-pre's of everything, but I thought it was a little interesting. Apparently, there is a pill that might be able to cut down on COVID hospitalizations by 50%. Again, this is not peer reviewed, and this is it was only a small sample size of 775 people. But when starting out trials, you start with a small number of people because you don't. If you started with hundreds of thousands of people and there was a side effect, you would hurt hundreds of thousands of people. So they start with the smallest possible sample size and then see what happens from there. If it's all good, then they move to larger scale sample sizes. So this is on like the first human trials, but apparently the results look super promising. It's called molnupiravir.
There you go.
This show, we can't spell, we can't read, and we can't pronounce things because words are hard. So the pill was originally developed to fight influenza. I don't know. And the pill is currently being tested by Pfizer, which, if you all remember, is the only vaccine that is FDA approved. So apparently, the first signs of getting COVID, if you take the pill, you're 50% more likely to not have to be hospitalized, and the death rate went down as well. So that's really great. I bet you people that aren't vaccinated or have no problem taking this pill, even though you're still going to be putting things in your body that you actually don't know anything about, but it's not a vaccine, and therefore you're fine taking medications if it's in pill form. I'm just assuming. Guess what? If the hospital numbers go down, I'm for it. But also, go get vaccinated, and then also maybe take the pill if you need to. But so the pill is if you have caught COVID. The vaccine helps prevent you from catching it. But I'm...
You can still get it if you're vaccinated.
It helps. It helps prevent you from catching it. It helps.
And it helps you if you do contract it, that your symptoms aren't as bad.
Yes.
And you probably are not going to die from it.
Or get hospitalized. 99% of people in the hospital for COVID are unvaccinated.
These are facts.
I have just stated facts. Okay. But I hope that this pill works, because there are people who can't get vaccinated and there are stubborn people who won't. And
I'm waiting for my booster.
Same. I want my booster too, Mom.
Give me my booster right there.
Give it to me on my left arm so I can use my right still. Because sometimes my arm gets a little sore after shots.
They get a little sore, yeah.
Yeah.
Although I got the flu shot last week and it didn't faze me at all.
I've never gotten the flu shot.
Well, I need to because my lungs are sucky sucky. And
you are high risk for things.
Yes.
You
so
are.
That'll mean no bronchitis or pneumonia.
Correct.
Hopefully.
Right. I'll go get the flu shot. Why not? Let me practice what I preach. Let's go just.
Well, you should anyway if you're going to see the twins.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to go get my flu shot. I'm going to go get it this week. I'm going to get my flu shot this week.
Get it.
All right. That's all the news I have. Did you have any news? Okay. How are the squirrels? People ask me, how are your squirrels, Mom?
My squirrels? I have two new squirrels. Cars take it away. God gives me two new ones.
You told me about new squirrels last month.
A small one, and then there's a bigger one with big fluffy tail. And
all right.
Yeah. They're eating a lot of hazelnuts.
Good. I'm glad.
They love it.
I'm glad.
They love it.
Fantastic.
Yep. And the only downfall, I'll tell you the only downfall.
Tell me.
No one asked, but I'm going to say.
We want to know, Mom.
I have this hybrid Bermuda grass.
I know. I like it. I want that grass.
Yeah. And it's soft and it's, yeah.
Oh, it's great.
And you have to let it grow a little, because if you cut it too low, then it's like a golf course and then it's water just beads off of it. Okay.
Yeah.
It's really plush in these areas.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the squirrels think that's fun to bury all their nuts in that. So you're walking around in it and you're thinking, oh, plush. Ow. What is that? It's a hazelnut. You have to dig down for it too.
Yeah.
So can I all
come,
over?
Can I come over and.
Yes.
Take some of the grass and plant
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Take some plugs.
Yeah. I would love to take some plugs.
Absolutely.
As long as I don't take a gopher along with it, because I know Dad has done that by accident.
He took a mole.
He took a mole.
We had a mole in the front yard and he was transplanting grass to grow in the backyard, and he transplanted a bowl.
I love that so much. Yeah. And I'm sure that frustrated him so, like, just beyond words.
Well, moles are small. It's not like gophers are bigger. Moles are small.
Yeah, I'd love to take some plugs.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Help yourself.
Oh, I will. All right. Before we move on to the questions for today, let's check to see if we have another sponsor. Sponsor. All right. Coco wants to know, are you in the Christmas spirit yet? No. Mom?
No. No. Not yet.
I'm not even in this fall spirit yet.
Oh, we went to the pumpkin patch, so I do have some pumpkins.
That's, love that. I'll probably.
And some little things out.
A week before Halloween, I'll probably put some things out. All right, Sarah. Okay, it's Sarah with an I at the end. Sarah, hi.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
We love you.
She said JoJo has been killing on Dancing with the Stars, and then she asked if I'm going to go see her dance. Yes, today, Monday, I am going to go to a live taping of Dancing with the Stars. So you have to be vaccinated, and you have to take a negative COVID. You have to take a COVID test 2 days beforehand.
From their people,
which is really cool. I tested negative, obviously, and I'm vaccinated. So I'm excited to go and see it. And it's a lot of fun.
You have to wear a mask.
You have to wear a mask the whole time. Colleen and Corey went. I'm going to hang out with Kai and watch JoJo dance. And apparently it's Britney week.
Yes, it is. It's
when
Britney.
I am a stoked for. JoJo told me about all the weeks coming up. Like, it's a lot of themes, and it sounds like a lot of fun. Like, I've never watched Dancing with the Stars before, but I am obviously watching this season. And it's fun. Yeah. It's fun. I like rooting for people. She says that everyone on set's super, super nice. She's like, there's great. A few people that don't hang out on set because they're like busy and have lives, but she's like, everyone's been super, super nice to her, which is really cool. Sugar Baby Chrissy asked, did you hear that my city got a Trader Joe's?
That's great.
I'm so happy for you.
I'm very happy for her.
I'm so happy for Sugar Baby Chrissy. Get yours.
That is great.
I hope you enjoy it's all really their good. Snacks.
Get their butternut squash ravioli. Oh,
I've heard good things.
You just boil it and it goes poof, and then it's delicious, and you put a little bit of butter on it and bada bada bing. Delicious. You got dinner.
I've heard so great things. Patricia asked, how was Fright Fest? So I went to Fright Fest Saturday night with JoJo, Kai, and girlfriend. It wasn't scary. So I
well, good.
I
don't like scary.
Yeah. So I had always said I was never going to do Horror Nights or whatever. I've done Universals, and then I did Six Flags Magic Mountains. Universals was scarier.
I've heard that.
But it was fun because we got to ride all the rides. So, because I go with JoJo, so it's like, it was VIP night, and so we just got to ride whatever we wanted without lines, and I just had fun riding the rides. It was just like being at Six Flags, and then every once in a while you'd be like, oh, I'm in a spooky zone. There was one maze that was really fun, but it was I felt Universals was more spooky. They're both fun. I had a great time at both things, but I'm gonna say Universals was scarier, which I did not expect.
Gotcha.
Spooky Hannah asked if I washed my hair yet. Okay. So it'll
because you posted something that said how many days you hadn't washed it yet.
Yeah. So I am someone who I used to wash my hair every single day. And because of that, my head produces a lot of oil. And
well, you were oily as a baby.
I know. You've always told me that. And so I've used to wash my hair every single day. And I realized, like, this is costing a lot in shampoo and conditioner. Shampoo and conditioner is bad for your skin. So, like, I get bad acne if I'm not using really expensive, nice stuff. And then it's bad for the environment. And it just takes longer. And it's just expensive. It's a whole thing. So I switched to washing my hair every other day. My hair eventually adapted a little bit and became a little bit it's still greasy. It was like, it would be fine all day. And then the next morning, it would be greasy. And then I'd have a grease day and a non-grease day. That's just what it was. And then girlfriend mentioned, she's like, I'm just not going to use shampoo and conditioner anymore and see what happens. And I was like, okay, same.
you rinse.
We rinse. So we were washing. I finally washed it Friday. So I went 11 days without washing my hair.
Did your head get itchy?
No.
Did it get itchy?
It did not get itchy, but it was really felt really gross. It felt and looked disgusting. It looked like my hair was always wet. It's kind of greasy now because it's Sunday right now. And so I haven't washed it in 2 days. And so the grease is starting to hit. I'm going to wash it tomorrow for Dancing with the Stars. But I'm going to try and just do once a week washes. It's supposed to take your hair 4 to 6 weeks to get used to whatever process you do.
That's what my mom did growing up. Our hair only got washed once a week.
Yeah. So
we got bathed every night.
Yes.
But our hair only got washed.
I shower 1 to 2 times a day. And if I'm not shampooing and conditioning it, I rinse it every other day. But I'm going to try and just use shampoo and conditioner once a week, which is really normal. I feel like that's really normal. But my head is so greasy. It's so greasy and oily. It's insane. I always say I'm a oily, smelly person. And
You've never been smelly.
Because I go to great lengths to make sure that I'm not.
You've never been smelly.
I know. I shower twice a day and you wear deodorant, which is apparently rare. I don't know. But anyway, so I always take care of myself. And then the last question is, Mace asks, who is going to be the next guest on Rachel Uncensored?
You had a repeat.
I did because, listen, I had no energy to deal with any other human last week. And Joy, she's just another arm to me. I just don't have to do anything. I can sit with her and talk forever. She takes no energy and I don't have to give any energy. Oh, girlfriend's making dinner. It was a big noise. And I was like, what was that? Anyway, so Joy is the only person I had the energy for. That girl just understands me and I understand her. There's no extra effort. But this week, I have energy. So that's not to say the other people in my life are negative. It's just like, you know, when you're tired. There's just but this week, Kendall from TikTok is, she's...
Kendall Jenner?
No.
It's the only Kendall I know.
Oh, Kendall does skits on TikTok where she acts like her mom. And it's hilarious. And then she also does dance mom recreations and saying yes to the dress recreations. She's really funny. We've hung out quite a few times. She's really, really nice. And I took her to the JoJo Siwa J Team premiere, the drive-in premiere. I mentioned the podcast and she's like, I'd be down to do that. I was like, great. So she's gonna be my next guest, and then we'll see after that. Just playing it, you know, every 2 weeks I just have to find someone else. And then I asked Kai, JoJo's girlfriend, if she wanted to do one. She was like, yeah, I would love to do one. And then JoJo was like, wait, I want to do another one. So I might do one with both of them. It's a lot of fun. Like everyone that's been on it has said afterwards, like, that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed doing that because it's just chill. There's no prompt. You just say whatever you want. And if I feel a lull happening, I'll ask a provocative question, really. Let's see what goes from there. Anyway, Mom, people want you on it, but they said only if you have a sip of alcohol.
No, thanks. No alcohol for me now.
Then you can sip iced tea.
Sip iced tea.
Not a Long Island. Did you know there's like no iced tea in Long Island iced teas?
I did not know that. I never had a Long
I've never had one either.
I had a Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, I don't.
Because I don't like things mixed in my iced tea. Do we not know that by now? Okay.
Anyway, you can be a guest one time, but you do not have to drink.
I will still be censored.
I will never force someone to drink alcohol or pressure them into it. No. Because that doesn't make you cool.
It's not nice.
That makes you a bully and an unloving friend or family member. That's all. That's all I have. You have anything to add, Mom?
I have a Flynn story.
Give it.
He was falling asleep for his nap and he's at my house. So I don't have double pane windows or, you know.
It's not soundproof.
Cardboard house here.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was trying to go to sleep and he was almost asleep, just like almost asleep. And then the scrub jay came and got some peanuts from my peanut ring.
Yeah.
And it squawked a couple times and he sat up and he goes, that bird keeps waking me up. I says, oh, it's just thanking you for the peanuts. And because that's a nice thing to think.
Yes.
And he goes, okay. And he laid back down and then the bird squawking this a little bit more. And he's like, you're welcome. Oh! And then he fell flat out of sleep. It was so cute.
That's talking adorable. Oh, that's adorable. I love too that cute. Story. Oh, God, he's cute.
You can cut it out if you want, but.
No, I'm not. I think that's freaking adorable. I love that so much. Get out. It's perfect. All right. That's it for today then. I love you, Mom.
I love you.
Do you want to take us out?
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. Oh, we'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.